Good afternoon, Nina.
I love harassing you.
Do you? Do you? Do you? I see those little ACH fucking emails you send me. I was like, yeah, I know what he wants. Yeah, I know what he wants. Yeah, I know what he wants. No, I can't help you right this second, but I'm going to drop some
hands.
Yeah.
It's a polite little nudge.
I know. No, I get it. I get it. I get it. This is slow right off the bat here, like, for us. It's slow. I mean, don't get me wrong. November was good. We had a really fucking good November.
Okay.
So, like, right now, it's like, well, we just got snow, and then it's, like, fucking -7 outside, so it's not like there's a lot of people who want to go outside anyway, so it's fucking cold.
Damn.
So...
so it's got to be colder than that with the wind chill and all that.
It was, yeah, it feels like 16 is what it said on, what it said this morning when I woke up. I was like, that's just cold. Like, it's supposed to warm up a little bit tomorrow, but it's okay.
It was really cold last night here, but when I say really cold, I think I looked at my, temperature in my car. I think it said 20, but it definitely did not account for the wind chill.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, right?
And I pulled into the grocery, our local grocery store. You guys probably have Wegmans?
No.
No? Oh, Wegmans is like, they're overpriced at this point, but boy, for decades it was like, it was actually considered, it might still be, for like, I want to say almost 20 years in a row or 30 years in a row, they were one of the top 10 companies to work for in the United States.
Oh,
like,
no kidding.
And it's a grocery store. But like, it's like Whole Foods is kind of catching some grocery stores are kind of catching up to them, but like these guys really set the standards. They were interesting. But anyway, long story short, there's like a homeless dude kind of out there, just looking, you know, just not panhandling. He wasn't bothering anybody, but you know, but he was being very pleasant to people. And as I walked by, I wasn't wearing a hat, and he just looks at me, he starts smiling, which you never see a homeless person smile. He goes, dude, I know you must be cold, because I didn't have a hat on.
Right, right.
It burst me out laughing. I was like, I like you.
Right. Yeah, no. As long as the wind stays down, I'm okay with the temperature being low, but once the wind gets, it's like, fuck, Jesus, come on, let's go. This cuts right through you. It just cuts right through you.
Yeah.
So...
we get weaker as we get older.
Get weaker as we get older. Oh my God! Like my blood gets thinner. It is.
Yeah.
You know, like.
We're in the same age range. So, like, when I was a kid, like, and I'm talking a little kid, like in the 70s, I can literally remember. You know, I lived out in the boonies, so we had to get in the. Like, I got on the bus at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Meh, 6:45 is probably more accurate. And we, you'd get to high school by about, by the time I hit high school, by the time you'd get to school, it was 7:30. That's when it started. Anyway, long story short, you'd take a shower. If your hair was still wet, by the time you got to the bus stop, it was literally icicles.
Yeah, I remember those days. Yep. Totally. Yeah, I remember those days. Yeah, I do. But now we have global warming, so you're not going to have
that. Yeah, of course.
Which is more shit, because you're going to... Trust me. The difference is now, if I go out with my hair wet, it's just going to fall out. It's just, there's nothing left. It's just going to fall out. It's like, oh, look, it's... Oh, God.
I got rid of mine. Mine was getting so thin, I was like, yeah, I'm not fooling anybody. I'm done with this.
I know.
But you asked me what the temperature is, you know, as far as the stores.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been very upbeat. Some people are really busy, and some are just feeling the tick up. Most people are telling me up for the year. There's a couple that are not. They're kind of singing in their beer. But to be 100% honest, those who have shared that of like, yeah, my gosh, like we're down 30%. Like, they don't do anything to help themselves. They don't do, like, and I don't mean that meanly, but, like, they're not aggressively marketing to anybody. They're just kind of, we built the store, they'll come in, and it's not happening for them.
Yeah, that's what we are right now. It's kind of, like, my business hasn't changed. My business is down a little bit, but I really relate that to just the whole thing we had with the baby and Rachel and all that kind of stuff, like that kicked us in the balls there.
Sure will.
So it wasn't like I'm worried about that. So, but I mean, everything's pretty solid, but it was just like, but yeah, Rachel and I talked today. It's like, you know, we really got to start talking about like client book and those types of fucking things and blah, 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 blah. And we hate it. We despise it, but we're like, yeah. And like, that's really what we got to do.
Why do you hate it?
Just because we don't know anything about it, you know.
Okay.
I don't like the whole review-driven stuff. Like, I despise that. But that's what business is nowadays. Like, it's all fucking review-driven. Oh, hey, it's this and that, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, I despise it so much. But
that's how they tire kick nowadays. Yeah. It's easier. You can tire kick from the comfort of your own home.
Fucking A, man. I look at, like, when I buy from Amazon, like, really determines my purchase in a lot of things. Like, oh, my God, I like this product. Oh, look at the reviews. They're so good. You know?
100%.
That's what it is. This has got 48,000 fucking reviews. It's the best thing ever. I'm going to buy this. Sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's wrong. But it really is a helpful in my being like, hey, I'm going to go there. I'm going to buy that from that guy because that's that review.
Yeah.
So I really have to start taking my own fucking advice because it is. I go shopping, I'm like, oh, look at the review on this. It's really good. I should buy that.
I'll be honest with you. Like, so that's something that I would say you and I do. Again, I'm going to kind of put us in the same box. What I think a wise owner or, you know, somebody that manages the store, what you need to do is find out how old's Rachel? She in her late 20s?
28, but I got to go. I got a customer. Okay.
No problem.
I'll call you back. I'll finish this conversation.
Talk.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye.